From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on This Day in Maine, Friday, January 10th, 2025.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Democratic Governor Janet Mills is proposing an $11.6 billion two-year spending plan. That's a 10% increase over the state's existing budget. Steve Missler has more.
The proposal aims to bridge a projected budget gap of nearly $500 million over the biennium, while also protecting programs that the Mills administration has championed during the governor's two terms. Those include providing 55% of local education costs, free meals in public schools, free tuition for Maine students attending in-state community colleges, and the expansion of MaineCare health insurance that voters approved in 2017. But rising costs associated with some of those programs, specifically MaineCare and local education funding, are also contributing to the current budget cap. To continue to pay for them, the governor is proposing increasing the state's cigarette tax for the first time in 20 years, from $2 to $3 a pack, while also increasing taxes on other tobacco products. At the same time, the governor is proposing an array of savings and programs at the Department of Health and Human Services, including ending state food assistance to non-citizens and rolling back some recently passed increases in stipends for childcare workers. The proposal will now be reviewed by the legislature, which is controlled by Democrats. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Republican lawmakers, meanwhile, are raising concerns about targeted tax increases and overall spending levels in that budget proposal. House Minority Leader Representative Billy Bob Falkingham of Winter Harbor seemed comfortable continuing to cover 55% of K-12 education costs and providing free community college to recent high school graduates. But Falkingham says Republicans do not agree with increasing taxes on tobacco and cannabis products or taxing video streaming services. He says he was also surprised by the size of the budget.
We have a revenue forecast that says we're $450 million short of where we need to be, yet this new budget proposal is going to grow the state budget to $11.6 billion. That's $1 billion over budget to budget.
Falkingham says Republicans hope the two parties can work together to reach consensus on a spending plan. After a raucous public hearing Thursday night in Augusta over a proposed increase in the legal lobster size, Department of Marine Resources Commissioner Pat Kelleher announced that the state would not support the changes, but warned fishermen that there could be serious risks for doing so. Carol Bousquet has more.
Listen, you don't have to listen to you. You sold out to NOAA in Canada. Why do we have to listen to you?
Agitated lobstermen at the hearing shouted angrily at Kelleher. You sold out to NOAA and Canada was the charge, suggesting Kelleher had acquiesced to the federal government, which has put forth the body size increase from 3 1/4 inches to 3 5/16 as a conservation measure to protect younger lobster populations and increase egg production. Kelleher then made an announcement to the group.
I'm pulling the regulation as of right now.
He told the audience that while he would pull the regulation, that would come with some risk. The risk of not complying with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission plan is quite serious, according to DMR Communications Director Jeff Nichols.
If we did not implement this regulation as required by the fishery management plan, the fishery could potentially be closed, but that's an entire process.
But Kennebunkport lobsterman Eric Wilds, who's been fishing for 48 years, is among those who ardently oppose the gauge increase. He says there are not enough data to support it. Wilds says the new regulation would cost him 20% of his catch and yearly income. And he says all of the future regulations lobstermen will have to comply with, including an increase in the size of the escape vent in lobster traps, could also have serious impacts.
If the gauge increases in July, and then it's supposed to go in increase another 16th of an inch January 1st of 2027, And then there's a vent increase in the middle of it, which a lot of people don't know. So that could shut it down.
In a statement released Friday, Kelleher said that he will be working with the newly reconvened lobster conservation management teams, as well as the zone councils and the industry, to develop a path forward. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Carol Bousquet.
The chair of the Maine Democratic Party is stepping down. In a written statement, Bev Uhlenhake says in the 2 years she served in the post, the Democratic Party defied strong national headwinds by re-electing both of Maine's Democratic congressional representatives, sending Democratic majorities back to the state legislature, and winning 3 electoral votes for presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Uhlenhake says she believes the party has set a solid foundation for future success and has decided not to seek re-election for personal and professional reasons. The party will hold leadership elections near the end of the month. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition with Carol Bousquet. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.